Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Avila reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. Avila moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Maris scores. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Stump now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Jim Stump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by House for a passed ball. Avila moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with stump covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House moves to second. Loose leader pinch hits for Jim Stump. Loose leader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. House moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Loose leader now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Keene moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for loose leader. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Philly reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Finnegan scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Indians. Don Mossy now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. House strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Keene reaches second base with a double. Maxwell scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from House and he is out, bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.